The minute the young, abortion-minded girl arrived for her ultrasound, it was easy to see how scared she was. We wanted to help her, and we knew that our best first step would be to listen carefully to her. She mentioned several times that one of her biggest fears was being kicked out of her dad's home because she was pregnant. She was also worried about money. She had a part-time job, but she wasn't sure if she'd be able to support herself and her baby on that income. Then she also told us about one friend in particular who was encouraging her to consider carrying her baby to term. So here she was for her ultrasound to gather more information about her options. After listening, our next step was to offer truthful information from a spirit of love and compassion for her. We talked with her about all of her options for her pregnancy. We offered her pictures of her baby from the scan, which she accepted. And we also gave her some referrals for social service agencies that could assist her during this time. When we followed up with her the next week, she told us she decided to go through with the pregnancy, and she was interested in signing up for our parenting classes. We were so grateful and so thankful that she found us and that we are able to continue serving her. Over the years, God has taught us to listen to clients first and answer them second. Proverbs 18:13 says, "If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame." Listening is a simple and powerful way to affirm the sacredness of a person's life. You know, it also applies equally as strong to the conversations that we have with Jesus. Perhaps there's a situation in your life today where it would be helpful to remember to listen carefully first and then answer second. We have all been created for him.